Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW 104.9 FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got guests across the way this morning. We are going to, I tell you what, this time just comes around so fast. And it's, as I get older, I just can't believe I had you guys here a year ago talking about this.
I know, and it has snuck up upon us.
You know, it sounds like it probably snuck up on a lot of people. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Pam Robbins. Good morning, Pam. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm fine.
I'm glad you were able to get across the bridge.
Yes, the bridge is open.
You want to make sure everybody knows the bridge is now open.
The bridge is open. You do not have to stop and ask for directions.
North of Clyde Robbins Corner, which has always been known as Clyde Robbins Corner, which happens to be related to somehow.
Yeah, and it could be the Pam Robbins Corner.
Could be the Pam and Bill Robbins Corner, right, for that matter. Could be, you could talk about Kurt heading up north there.
That's right.
So, the bridge is open.
The bridge is open. Thank God.
Yeah, thank goodness. You know, see, now that's the thing. Has the county replaced the gravel for you yet in your driveway?
No. No, they have not. But that's
moving right along.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Phyllis Hilliard. How are you doing this morning, Phyllis?
I am just great. We're excited.
I can tell you're very, very excited.
Yes.
They are here representing the Kiwanis Club. And the Kiwanis has, for the last several years, sponsored the Christmas parade, the lighted Christmas parade. And that is coming up. And I got to tell you, Phyllis, you're fired up, aren't you?
We are. Well, now, the whole club is fired up.
The whole club is.
Pam and I are just representatives of this plethora of people.
Just a tremendous amount of folks just ready and rip-roaring, ready to go.
That's right.
When is the parade?
It is Saturday. I almost said September. Saturday, December 5th. It would have been gone.
Saturday, December 5th.
At 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's 2 weeks from this weekend, right?
But what we're promoting today, over and over and over.
We're promoting the parade, too.
But what we're really pushing is if you received one of those little red, and I'm showing it to you right here on the radio.
I didn't get one.
Yeah, yes, you did. It came to the station.
Oh, okay.
But if you...
Did it come with that pretty paper?
And
there
it came
next
with
too?
The pretty paper that
so that's what people can look for.
That has light bulbs all
the
around.
Light bulb paper. Where do you find light bulb paper?
You order it way in advance.
Is that right? That is the coolest paper I've seen in a long... It like lights up the room. Doesn't it, Pam?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
But the red entry forms are what I really need returned.
Now, why can't I just show up? What are the red entry forms?
Well, you can just show up.
I
can? But you will be after the horses.
Thank goodness. Oh, really?
Because we line up the numbers for the parade on North First Street.
Okay.
And they're lined up according to how long your entry is.
I see.
In feet. Not in how feet. Long in your song or anything.
Yeah,
how
I
long
see. Yeah.
How
so long if you have a convertible, a little small MG convertible, it will take
12 feet long.
It will take up far less space than a fire truck.
That makes sense.
Or two fire trucks together.
That makes sense.
So that's why it is so important to return it. And it says on the entry form... And number of feet needed for lineup.
See, now, is that new?
No, that has been there for 20 years.
I've looked at those entry forms before, and I've probably filled them out.
Probably.
I bet you that I just never looked at that part of the form.
I would say that's a good possibility, because if it isn't filled out, I will call you and say,
really?
Bruce, thank you for the form, but... Could you tell me, give me an idea?
An estimate.
And some people will say, pickup plus trailer. Well, give me
how
an
long
estimate.
The trailer? How long is the...
And we have to factor in the hitch.
Sure.
You know,
you got to hitch the hitch in between. You have 4, 5, 6 feet there, something like
and
that.
And a little wiggle room to get in and
be able
out.
To make a turn. Mm-hmm. Hey, now, speaking of that, what do you think about the... Now, this is a little off topic, but the... City has adopted the Kiwanis plan, basically, haven't they?
Yes,
have they? So are they going to name this the Hilliard plan?
No. And actually, if you want to get real touchy about it, Doug Amann designed the original map.
Really?
That is his. He has a copyright down in the corner.
Is that right?
Every time I copy it, he gets a royalty. Yeah, whatever. And so
I can
now
see him getting well off of that.
So now it's not just the Kiwanis Parade, it's the Veterans Parade.
Yeah.
The Homecoming Parade.
Yes. There are all three down there. Yeah.
I think that came about more as an answer to the state wanting us not to, or wanting the whole community not to block two state highways.
Well, yeah, you can kind of understand them getting a little fidgety about that, right. I suppose.
But the key to the lineup is, and we will be sending...
Do you send reminders to people?
Yes.
I mean, if you've already sent it out once.
No. You're going to get another letter once you've returned this that says, Bruce Dickey.
I'm going to get my number?
You are number 74.
Okay.
And you will line up and a map that shows how you to come in south on First Street. So you need to enter up by Northside School. And come south.
See, now we're talking about the hypothetical Bruce Dickey there.
Right, not the
hypothetical
real one.
The hypothetical Bruce Dickey could be in the parade.
Yes, but the real Bruce Dickey.
The real Bruce Dickey has a job.
Yes, and he will be down in the, will you be in the bandstand?
That's the plan, but I got to thinking, and I probably need to check on this, you know, with the city shutting down power at the plug-ins.
Ooh.
And that's a county power thing, so I'm going to have to I'll check with the sheriff or probably just go down there and plug something in to make sure it works.
That's probably a good idea.
But
good thinking.
Yeah, you know, that popped into my head since I realized I was going to be down there. Will I have room in the pagoda to put my space heater?
Will you have power for your space heater?
Can I light a fire in there?
Probably not.
But anyway, we are so... thankful that Fairfield National Bank is sponsoring.
They really are. Yeah, they do a great job.
The broadcasting of the parade.
Right.
So that means that if you're unable to come to the parade, which is on December the 5th at 5 p.m. at downtown Fairfield.
You can watch it on the radio.
You know, I got to tell you, that guy who announces it, he does a great job.
Yes, and he's good looking too.
He's really good looking. Yeah. He does a wonderful job. He's just amazing how fine. All right, now, so, okay, that's December 5th, but we didn't really even talk about the deadline for that yet, did we?
The deadline to return your entry forms is a week from today.
A week from today. All right, this is Wednesday.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah,
today's
November the 25th.
And not meaning to sound negative.
Here it comes.
Our mail service that used to be a couple of days now goes to St. Louis and back. And so you probably need to mail it a little earlier.
So what we're saying here, Pam, if we've got somebody who's already gotten this envelope, they've attached it to their little chip clip that's magnetized and stuck it on their fridge, right? They need to grab that thing right now.
Right. We would really appreciate it if they would just pick it up right now and fill it out, stick it in an envelope, and get it sent to us.
And I sent a self-addressed envelope with it.
Back
so
to
all
you.
They have to do is cut it in half and put this in the little envelope and mail it back to me.
It couldn't be any easier.
We hope.
It couldn't be. How many entries do you typically have in the Kiwanis Parade?
Well, what did we say?
60 to 75.
It seems like that just about every year, and they're getting more and more creative every year.
Right. And it's a beautiful parade because it is a night parade, so we request lights.
Sure.
And that's a safety issue.
Right.
Because we also request that no thrown candy. That if you have walkers that will walk around, because you put a 3 to 5 year old kid and candy is thrown out, what are they going to do?
They're going to go get it.
Right.
And it's dark.
No matter where it is.
So we have to really, really be careful on that.
Talking with Phyllis Hilliard along with Pam Robbins from the Kiwanis Club here in Fairfield. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about the parade, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what the Kiwanis Club does and some of their benefits and their community service to the community. We'll talk about all that kind of things and a lot more when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words.
Thank you.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIWFM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you joining in. I do have guests in studio, Phyllis Hilliard along with Pam Robbins. They are from the Kiwanis Club here in Fairfield, and we've been talking about the Christmas parade taking place in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from Saturday, this Saturday, 2.5 weeks, and if you are planning on attending, pardon me, if you're planning on being in it, you need to make sure you get your stuff in. But tell folks, Pam, tell me a little bit about what the Kiwanis organization and what they do.
Well, the Kiwanis is set up to help the children of the world. And we here in Fairfield focus our attention on the children in Wayne County.
Yeah.
Some of the things we do throughout the year, we sponsor a free swim for children and their families. Free skate, that's also for children and their families. We have sponsored in cooperation with the...
I'll let you finish, but that's the thing folks may not realize. Whenever they hear free skate, they think the swimming pool is doing a nice thing or something. They don't realize that somebody's paying for that, do they?
Right.
And it's you guys.
But yes, it is.
Okay.
And we also sponsor other events throughout the year.
Our scholarship.
Oh, yes. We have a scholarship that we give $500 per semester to a student attending Frontier Community College.
Oh, really? Keeping it local.
Right.
School supplies.
At the beginning of school each year, we
don't
take
you
out,
yeah, take a big collection of those
big,
things.
Big collection. Yeah. We buy notebooks, pencils, whatever the kids need, and that's based upon feedback we get from the principals of the area schools. And this way, students who don't have the supplies, the teachers have those, and they're able to give those to the students.
That must be handy as a teacher. I mean, when you get the assistance like that, you would know better than anybody about how that kind of assistance can really help the flow of education.
Well, and, you know, there are reasons why kids don't have pens and pencils and paper. And sometimes, you know, you're so caught up in, as a teacher, you're so caught up in what you're doing. You're like, why can't you bring a pencil to class?
Yeah.
I saw something recently. I was talking about if you really knew what was going on in the kid's family, you know, maybe you'd be a little bit more tolerant about the fact that the kid didn't have a pencil.
Might forgot something, yeah.
And so, you know, we try to fill that gap. And, you know, it's a small thing that we do. We also, during this parade, we were going to be collecting food, non-perishable food items.
Oh, really?
And we'll be giving those to the Wadi Pantry, food pantry.
Do you have gold?
Pardon me?
Do you have a goal on the non-perishable
food? No, we really don't.
How do you do
get.
It? Yeah.
We just, whatever we get, it's what we get, and that's what we give.
How does the collection work
okay.
on the non-perishable food?
We have our shake-up stand is converted into a float.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Stop.
Oh, fabulous. Beautiful. Decorated
a second.
Lights.
Hold on a second. You'll be able to sell shake-ups? Are you going to sell shake-ups?
No, we've converted it, okay? The squeezer will not be in there.
The squeezer's not in?
No, we will. But the shake-up stand will be toward the beginning of the parade.
Uh-huh.
And so we ask people to look for us and just give the cans, the boxes, whatever you're giving as far as food, to one of the student council student council students, that makes sense, who will be walking along the parade route. We have employed them to actually pick up the food.
I don't think employed.
Okay.
I don't think they
They
volunteer. We're using them.
Yeah. Drafted.
I was going to say drafted is probably better.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're going to use them. And so when you see our float, our shake-up stand float, hand those bags to the kids, and they'll transport those over to us, and we'll put them in the shake-up stand.
How close to the front are you planning on putting the collection?
We're within the first 10.
The reason I ask, and I'm having participated in and watched many, many, many parades and broadcast many parades over the years, there is and having grabbed candy from many parades as a youngster, there's there's some strategery that kids do to try to make sure that they get a good candy, right?
Right.
So the thing is, and there's a good point, a good reason that you're at the front of the parade.
Correct. That's
so that folks can bring a lot of cans in the bag, right?
Right, and then they can get rid of them and then enjoy the parade.
Get rid of the cans. Then you've got a bag ready to fill.
Right.
With candy. Is that right?
That's a great idea.
I got to tell you, Phyllis is just like hiding her head and shaking in pain right now. That's a great idea, Phyllis.
It is. And remember, Bruce, this year, do not bring fresh Brussels sprouts.
That's right. Leave them in the can. Right?
Yeah. But we prefer non-perishable. Well, no bananas.
I don't like Brussels sprouts, so I've got them. That's a way to get rid of them.
Right, as long as they're canned.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So they'll have the canned stuff at the front, and will you load up the? How big a load will you get in that thing?
Hopefully, be full.
Yeah. Most of the time, our shake up stand is full, top and bottom, and we take several pounds of food out to Waddy.
Yeah, the food pantry does an outstanding job, but that's the thing. They'll run through whatever you give them.
Oh yes.
Especially in a holiday season like this.
And we have a special thanks going to Gary Carter because he provides the motorized vehicle, whatever it is, to pull the shake-up stand.
Oh, really?
And to
so
pull
you're not in a gigantic pickup truck.
and to pull Santa's sleigh.
No kidding. The reindeer are kind of busy, probably on the 5th.
And we need generators.
Sure.
That provide the lights for this, but he has to bring a pretty heavy-duty.
Vehicle,
unit.
Battery vehicle,
to pull, because once we load all these canned goods in, that stand gets really heavy. And going up these little hills, you're going, what happened from the beginning to the end?
That's what you forget here with the way the parade route is set up. Mm-hmm. It's all downhill until the very end of it.
And then it's
a rise. And then the rise back up to the Airtex parking lot there, I guess, where everybody's... Yeah. That's where everybody's disbanding, I presume?
More or less, yes.
Yeah. Unless they run away from the parade in the middle of it.
Right. Well, that's where it's supposed to
that's
end.
Where it's right.
Yes. The end of the parade will actually be in the Airtex parking lot on Northwest 4th Street.
Yeah, that's right, 4th.
Yeah, you take a right there off of Main up to the hill.
So there's a parking lot there where a mama can pick up the little Girl Scout who's walking.
Sure.
The school buses can park.
Now, you were telling me, we've been talking about the parade itself. What else do you have to give? Did I forget anything?
I can't think of anything.
If we think about it, we'll jump in.
We were talking about the floats that get in. And you mentioned, I didn't realize that you use generators for the most part. I didn't know folks use generators. I thought it was mainly battery-powered.
Oh, no, you have to have a very, 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 very long extension cord.
Well, you're fibbing now.
Well,
oh,
I am fibbing.
Phyllis.
But I would say 90% of the entries will have a generator, and they're not called generators anymore. They're called something, inverters or...
I call them generators.
But they will have some type of generating because of the lights.
Who's the... what's the biggest lighted float you've ever had?
Oh, I know it.
You know it? You do know
I
this?
I do know
what's
it.
What's that?
And that's going to be the Fairfield Rural Fire Department.
Oh, and they make the attempt every year to have the biggest one?
It is on an antique vehicle that I think they keep...
Adding to.
But they have... Chris Miller has put Mannheim Steamroller.
I've got Chris Miller coming on the show here in about a week and a half.
Oh, and ask, because he has programmed that so the lights correspond to the music, and it is just beautiful. And, of course, I like Mannheim.
All right, now, so have they sent in their red sheet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you'll say they're not going to catch you by surprise.
No.
All right, well, I would presume. Now, whenever folks usually, I've noticed over the years when folks put lights out on their homes and there's a contest or something, typically it seems like the one with the most lights wins the prize.
Not necessarily.
That's my question. Will the prize, the judging, and are there prizes involved here for the Christmas parade? And it doesn't require the most lights. Maybe the most tasteful use of lights, possibly.
We have out of town judges.
Really?
And they come.
All right, I need to know who are these people.
No, we. You don't know.
I need to know.
No. They are out of town. So they don't have...
You're not even going to let me know that
no,
day.
No, I'm not.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
But they have a judging sheet.
Okay.
And our theme this year, which we have forgotten to announce, is All Wrapped Up for Christmas.
All Wrapped Up for Christmas.
So
the thought could be that somebody could like just have somebody standing there on their float and just wrap Christmas lights around them.
Sure.
That'd be fine.
That'd be a lighted
parade. That would be a lighted parade.
Might get a little hot in spots.
Might.
But if you are a religious organization, you know, baby Jesus is
there
the most
go.
Wrapped up
mm-hmm. in a blanket.
I got to tell you, I didn't see that at all whenever I all wrapped up for Christmas.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense because I was thinking maybe presents. That's what I was looking
for.
That too.
We're giving it open to your imagination for your individual.
What do you typically have? What are some of the themes you have gone with in the past? Do you remember off the top
us.
Of your...
Yeah. We don't have that list in front of us, so.
What are the prizes? Tell me the prizes and the categories that folks can win prizes for here.
Okay, we have six different categories.
Really? All right, before we get going. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, whenever folks, I'm asking these questions, I guess, because I've done this too many times and I've seen too many parades. There are sometimes folks, the parades get judged before they're going. And sometimes they get judged after they've already started. How are we judging it here? After it's already on the road and the people won't even know, right?
No, they do know because we put this in our red piece
of paper. The participants in the parade won't know who the judges are or when they're being judged.
No, it's about halfway through.
Okay.
That's when they're
even put that in our letter that says the judging will be on the front porch of Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home.
Oh, okay.
So it's very close to where you will be broadcasting.
And the folks don't know who the judges are, but you do, so you can tell me they are.
Nobody. But you know.
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Yeah.
How's that?
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Okay, so they won't be judged in the prelim. All right, that's good. See, I like that a lot better.
Yeah,
that
here's
makes
our
a lot more
categories.
Tell me the categories.
Okay, we
what
have a youth school and adult organizations. That's one category.
So youth would be like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
Get over to the microphone. You keep
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. A youth organization could be a school organization.
Okay.
FFA, something like that.
And an adult organization could be like the
Elks. Gamma Chi or the Elks or whoever.
Yes. Yeah. And then we have churches. And that's pretty self-explanatory.
Sure.
The third one is individual animal or antique entries.
I love these. I love the individual animal and antique. I mean, you've got... God bless Hal Bryant. He wins every year.
Yeah, Hal's going to be in the parade again.
All right, so we're issuing the warning right now. If you're going to win the animal, you got to bring it.
Right.
Well, but individual entry would be the Little Miss Princess of something.
Right, okay.
That's an
Little
individual.
Little Miss Jeff Frontier Days or something
correct.
Like that.
Right.
I got you. Okay.
Okay, then we have bands, and that includes both grade school and high school bands.
Nice.
And those are not judged. Every band
they get
$200.
Money. Right. See, and people might think, well, why are you paying the bands for if you're not paying afloat people? Well, you know, it costs a lot of money to get buses and get kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
What
and
else?
And then we have the business entries.
The business that you've got, okay, we're going to give money away to the business. That's
right,
great.
Right.
I love that. Do they go all out?
And actually, they do. Mm-hmm. They really do. The WFIW entry, do you have that ready?
Yes, we're ready to go.
You've forgotten to send your little red form in.
I tell you what, let me get the let me make sure that I got it. I'll get the tape measure out.
Okay.
I'll get the tape measure out and get the truck hooked up to it for the because we're pulling a gigantic. I really don't want to say.
Okay, it's a secret.
It's a gigantic device that. Well, yeah, it does a secret.
Keep
it a surprise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and it, like when we had already taken all wrapped up for Christmas into consideration. So good. Yeah, we know exactly what we're doing.
As far as the prizes, except for the bands, which we already mentioned, they'll each get $200. We have first place of $200, second place of $100 in each of the categories. And on top of that, there's the Grand Marshal's Choice Award, which is an additional $200.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that can be won by anybody.
Yes, by anybody.
Whether they're in the on
so
top
you could
of it. Okay,
win
I see what you're saying.
$400, it's possible.
Wow.
Plus, if you were the next part, the Best Use of Lights Award of $200, it's a possibility you could
good
actually
grief
win $600.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That would be a whale of a win for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get now. We haven't talked about it yet. You do know who the Grand Marshal is, I presume, right? I don't.
Oh yeah, we do.
Are you at liberty to announce the Grand?
Yes.
Has it already been announced? I didn't know if
no,
it had
it's
or not.
Not. You are number one.
Oh, I always thought so, Phyllis, and I appreciate that. We're going to announce the Grand Marshal for this year's parade here on the Bruce Dickey Show when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW 104.9 FM. Fairfield, back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 WFIW FM. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're talking Christmas Parade with a couple of ladies from the Kiwanis Club, Pam Robbins, along with Phyllis Hilliard. And I forgot what we were going to talk about next. What were we going to talk about next? We had something. Go ahead, Pam. Help me out here.
We were going to talk about the parade marshals.
Okay, that's right. I knew we had something big to talk about. Well, we got started talking about other things. And oftentimes, probably the conversation in the commercials are more entertaining, but also maybe a little more colorful, too. Parade marshals. You've got the parade marshals set for this year, and are you ready to announce?
Okay, the parade marshals this year will be Bob and Thelma Johnson.
Well, there you go. Bob and Thelma Johnson, parade marshals this year for the Christmas parade. And, you know, it's not like they haven't seen a few, I suspect, right?
Well, I think they've seen several. And they, again,
they've been there.
Yeah, and again, they do offer the use of their porch at the funeral home for our judges to sit and view.
So how are we honoring Bob and Thelma Johnson?
They get to choose the grand marshal's
really
entry.
So they are choosing the entry.
That they like, and it can be whatever their choice is.
So I'm thinking I probably want to cover my car with green AstroTurf, like the front of the front of the building, and white paint maybe or something like that. Would that get it done? And maybe lots of
it's up to you. If you want to do that to your car, I would suggest you clear that with your wife first.
Well, that's great. Bob and Thelma Johnson, they've been involved in this for years.
Yes.
And he's been a Kiwanis member for years. I thought they had.
Yeah. But they have, you know, they have been, they're two of these silent people that are behind the scenes in so many things that
sure.
you don't realize.
Oh, sure.
So, I think that's
high time.
That's good. Yes.
High time. Now, this is December 5th, but that's not the, is this, this, I know that Santa Claus is coming in this parade, right?
Yes,
Santa Claus,
this is the first time.
That was what I was going to ask. I didn't know if this was the first time Santa Claus is making it into town.
He will be at the very end of the parade before the horses.
Okay, well, that's good.
And Santa will be there, and so all of the kiddies, you too, Bruce.
Yeah, I will.
Yes, you be there, and that Santa knows a lot of people's names.
I suspect he does.
So you have to be very careful and be very good.
He's got the list, for crying out loud.
Well, you've got 2.5 weeks to start behaving.
Oh, well.
Because yeah. he
I,
is.
Oh, no, I've been behaving. Okay, I just don't, I'm not going to say how.
Well, behaving in a nice way.
Oh, I see.
So you get on the nice list, not the naughty.
So he'll be coming up in the parade, and then he'll head to the house, I guess?
Yes. And actually what the real truth is.
Oh, no, don't.
He flies in with the reindeer.
That's cool.
Right before the parade.
Okay.
And then the reindeer kind of stay out in the woods. They don't like parades. Well, it's too spooky.
There's
it's
that
too spooky.
Little woods. There's that little woods that's
Atkinson,
just north.
Atkinson,
just north
yeah.
of North.
So the reindeer
school.
Stay there.
Oh, yeah.
And then he is so gracious to ride through in a sleigh
yeah.
that is
oh,
made for the parade.
Specially built
yes.
for the parade. You want him to be comfortable.
But he and Mrs. Claus will be in the parade.
Uh-huh.
She will be with him.
Well, that's great.
Helping him.
Room and the sleigh for it's a two-person sleigh.
Yes, and you just kind of have to hold on.
Well, you see, now, how does Mrs. Claus get down here for this weekend
well,
with
she,
the open house?
She comes down on the sleigh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. So she'll leave the reindeer up north of town, too,
yes,
I guess.
Yes.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Then she has a friend who will pick her up and bring her to the chamber office. But
yeah.
sleigh transportation. But here again, the reindeer stay out in the woods because they don't like groups.
Well, do you have to? I got to know. I really want to know this. In Atkinson Forest, do you have to really kind of watch out with the reindeer for the big cats?
Well, the things they have to worry about are the hunters.
Oh, this weekend,
this
isn't it?
Is yeah. I mean, this is hunting season,
and I think December the 5th is also one of the hunting.
So
I believe you're right. Yeah,
but
I think
Rudolph
I said that.
Will have his nose glowing, so it'll
well,
be
see
okay.
now that's wonderful. You've got Rudolph's nose glowing to make sure the hunter.
And there is a heavy penalty.
Well, that, and it's a nighttime parade. So
you're actually supposed to be out of the woods by the time it's dark.
There
it's,
we go.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So we're
by the time
care
the,
of.
Whew, that's.
Had you worried?
That's a relief.
We got a little off subject there.
I was kind of worried about. Yeah. Okay, now we're so Santa. Then he'll have hours down, I guess, at the lighted at the park. Is that how that works?
And I'm not sure those.
I'm not
I don't
sure
know
about
the
schedule,
but they'll be announced.
I didn't know if you knew. I bet you that Mrs. Claus will know or something.
Or the chamber might know.
The chamber might know.
Or the Progressive Fairfield.
Yeah,
the
EPF folks.
There's a schedule somewhere.
Somebody will know. Santa Claus will get down. See, now that's really cool. So, now, I got to tell you, it seems like the life of being a judge would be very difficult. Are we judging the sleigh? We're not judging Santa Claus' sleigh.
No. He's a winner every year. He's a winner. No,
he's
not in the Kiwanis float and the Santa sleigh are not being judged.
Well, that's wonderful. Speaking of floats and judging, we do need to repeat. We need folks to get that red sheet in, don't you? Tell me again about that red sheet and what we need folks to do.
This is what I need returned. If you have lost it, if you can't find it, please call me and I can take the information over the phone.
What number?
So, Phyllis Hilliard, 842-7486.
842-7.
If I am not home,
leave a message.
Or you can go to Facebook. We have a Fairfield Kiwanis page, and there the form is on there, and you can download it.
Both of these pages.
Well, it's just Information City, isn't it?
Right. Yes. So it's available, but we're getting close to the wire, and I get nervous about the mail service.
Right. We're a week away.
So
from, well, no,
do it
not
today.
From the parade, but a week away from when you need to know.
Yes.
Right. And the important part. And we'll restate it because we talked about it earlier. The important part, the reason you want to know by next Wednesday is you want to make sure the folks have a big enough spot for them in the parade, right?
Because if not, First Street is very, very congested.
Yeah.
And we also want to emphasize over and over and over that the street will be shut down at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So no northbound traffic on First Street.
Really?
Because
you got people
we're wanting
lining
everybody
up,
coming in from the north, headed south. And when you're pulling a float, there's no place to turn around.
And
so
folks will be probably bringing floats from, I suspect some of them might park their cars back at the AirTex lot there,
yes,
right? And
then
bring
the floats
there.
But they aren't going to be closing Elm Street, but it's going to be pretty.
Right,
it will be very congested.
Yeah.
So. Or they can park their cars at Northside School also.
The lineup numbers will be painted on at least by Friday.
Really?
And maybe Thursday, depending on if we have sprinkles. But you can actually, when you get your paper and it says your number 34, Bruce, you can go up early and see where number 34 is. And
that was going to be my next question. When do you suggest that people start lining up for the parade?
Well, we don't want you lining up Friday night, obviously.
Well, no.
Yeah, but Saturday afternoon, it's at your convenience. We encourage people not to bring the people that are going to be on the float
until
at 1 in the afternoon, because they're going to be kind of chilly.
Yeah, but that 1 in the afternoon is probably a pretty decent time to bring your the float up there.
But you can bring your float at any time. The other side of the road, the east side of the road, will be blocked for no parking.
They
don't want any parking on First Street because we occupy the whole
west side
street. The whole street is full with lots of stuff.
Okay, let's find out. Let's tell me again if I want more information, where do I go?
You can go to Facebook, Kiwanis, Fairfield Kiwanis Facebook page.
Right.
The best thing to do is get a hold of me personally because at this late date, I can take the information over the phone
and you
will for sure have a spot. And if you have it on your refrigerator, like you said,
you know, that's where my stuff would be.
Then
I'm just telling you,
please make sure that you have that mailed to me. Cause if you mail it today, I'm going to have it in plenty of time by next Wednesday. Hopefully it doesn't. I am not offended if you call and say, I'm working with a group and Bruce was supposed to send it off, and I'm making sure Bruce sent it off.
See,
and
now
it,
that's probably the smartest thing you've said all day.
And it is not on
Bruce's
refrigerator because the group fully intends to think they're going to be there, and Phyllis doesn't know about it.
Well,
so
you see, now that's the thing. Then you'd have like a half a dozen or a dozen people down there ready to be on the float, the winning float.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
The potentially winning float. And then they're going to be behind the horses. And what do you do then? You're going to
it's
gonna be,
sad.
It'll be the smelliest float in the parade.
Oh, it's sad. It's sad.
All right, we're talking about the Christmas parade, the Kiwanis Lighted Christmas Parade, coming up on Saturday, December 5th at 5 p.m. But you need to get your form in by Wednesday, November 25th. Call Phyllis Hilliard at 842-7486. Bring a non-perishable food item if you're a spectator. Bring a non-perishable food item. The Kiwanis will be collecting for the food pantry. And I think we're done here.
Okay.
Ladies. Thank you very much for
coming.
Thank you, Bruce.
We have had a wonderful time. We are a plethora of information.
You're a lot of information, and I appreciate you being here. Folks, again, the Christmas parade coming up on December 5th. Check it out. It'll be on WFIW that afternoon, sponsored by the Fairfield National Bank, and we look forward to that. Thanks a lot for listening. Talk to you all tomorrow on the Bruce Dickey Show.